Green Geeks is the web host I use for my website, thebiggamehunter.us. I've used them now for a few years. They do terrific work, and I've worked with some of the larger, more well-known web hosts and hated the support experience. Green Geeks makes so much easy for me by handling things behind the scenes, I should say, so that I don't have to worry about them. Now, they're running a special through April. Translated, if you take a three-year bundle, it's $249 per month amateurized, which is nothing. And if you go for 1 year, it's like $495. So I like them a lot. I want to encourage you, if you have a website and you've been thinking about making a change, use the link in the show notes. It will change your experience of web hosting. And we'll be back in just one moment. Episode 2107. I'm your host, Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. Today's show is one about body language and appearing confident in how you present yourself. Now, I originally did this as a video, and there's one point where I illustrate how high you should be steepling with your hands. Steepling makes it kind of look like a church spire. And, you know, because it was done on video, I was able to show people. This is now done as a podcast, and it's middle of the chin. So it's at the dimpling part of the chin. And with that, I'll just simply say, I hope you find this show helpful. I hope you get value from No BS Job Search Advice Radio, as so many have and as so many have written me over the course of years. By the way, if we're not connected or you're not following me on LinkedIn, connect with me, follow me. LinkedIn.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to the show or watch me on YouTube. I like knowing I'm helping folks. Once we're connected, you'll get a whole bunch of stuff from me. And besides, my network tends to be larger than everyone else's. And with that, we'll be back in just one moment. Today's show is brought to you by Fiverr.com. That's the word five with two R's after it.com. Fiverr is a site for freelance work. You can hire freelancers to do a variety of things for you. You can be a freelancer on it as well and experiment with the site to see whether what you want to be doing professionally outside of the rat race, outside of your full-time job, is viable. It's basically a site where they'll do the billing and collection for you and pay you it once they've received the money. In addition, if you want to hire people like I do for book editing, transcriptions, and such, very inexpensive, and I've had very good work for me. So again, it's Fiverr.com. You can use the link in the show notes. Frankly, you'll get a good deal from it if you do that. Now, let's get going. Now, I want to talk with you today about appearing confident in job interviews and how to use your body language to appear confident. Now, part of this is a little bit sexist. Let me restate that. Part of it is very sexist because men have an advantage in one of these motions that women don't have. Now, one way to appear confident is to occupy a lot of space, to not appear small, to carry yourself in a way that just occupies more room. Now, when men do this, this is confident. When women do this, it often it's interpreted as being sloppy. The way women occupy space is with stuff, and men look askance at women who carry a lot of stuff with them. So whether that's jewelry, whether that's your bags, you know, briefcase and a bag with you, and you know, taking up a lot of space within that, this is where the sexism comes in. Men don't really respond well to that. I'm not sure how women respond. I'm not a woman. I haven't really taken the time to ask. So to me, that's not an appropriate way for women to do it. What women can often do that I think is a good gesture, men can do this as well, is the steepling of your hands. Now, I can't do that because I'm recording with an iPhone, but imagine if
Both hands are in front of you. Now, you never cross the eyes. You never cross the face. You keep your hands to about this level, but steeple your hands in a way in front of you so that it kind of looks like a church steeple. And you can also speak with your hands. Again, being careful not to cross the line to block your eyes or go even this high. You want to keep it in a way that doesn't block your mouth. So I'm going to switch hands here for a second. So for example, you can talk, and I'm going to go pull the camera back for a second and just say, you can talk with your hands and go point by point by point. Sorry, it's not the most effective. So you can use your hands to go make a point and just very confidently use your hands to speak. You notice how it's off to a side, again, never crossing the facial line. You know, if anything, you can frame your face with your hands. I'm going to pull the camera back here. Frame your face with your hands. You can do things underneath your face with your hands. You can even make a fist with your hands at times as you speak. But you never try to cross the face line. And I believe that works very well at the beginning of an interview when a person's nerves may be particularly heightened. It helps relax people. So I'm trying to use my hands in ways, and I'm sorry, you can't really see the full effect because even when I pull it back this way, it's distorted. So let me try pulling back a little bit here and just try and make a, no, it's not really working. So steeple your hands, frame your face, occupy space. I'm not a big believer in sitting forward like this because I just think you look too formal when you interview. I'd rather have you sit back in the chair, one leg crossed in front of the other in appropriate ways for your gender. And then from there, using your hands to create emphasis points, particularly at the beginning of the interview, really inspires confidence. And again, you can go back to steepling your hands later on. Again, both hands in front of you. Notice how high they come up on my face? Never this high. So this is Jeff Alpin. I hope you... So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, I've got a lot that's in the show notes that will help you. Go there, take a look at some of the things I highlight. I know it can help you with your search. But I want you to do one thing for me. And that is put in your phone, thebiggamehunter.us, Jeff Alpin, my name. And when you need help, when you need advice, when you have a question, come over to the website, go exploring in the blog, contact me for coaching or because you have a question, I'd love to help you. In the meantime, I hope you have a terrific day and most importantly, be great! Great Resumes Fast is one service I've been referring people to for resumes for years. They're a terrific premium resume writing service. Great work, fast. So if you need a new resume, use the link in the show notes. They will take good care of you. So again, Great Resumes Fast. That's who they are and that's what they do.